This is the second side of recording, tape 79, and it is September 13th. Today is September 13th, second side of Russ and Mark 79, and Mark has been came to me with a little devil, a little black piece of plastic with wings. He had, it was a winged devil with a little scepter in his hand. He said, "Do devil have feet?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, this one has two." And I'm not sure whether he meant that he has 2 feet or this one does also. I'm going to find out. And I said, a little earlier, I said, "Mark, you sure were you talking about going to the haunted house?" He said, "Ross was awfully scared." And I said, "Yeah, you are a brave boy." He said, "Well, not very."
I wasn't scared.
You weren't?
I wasn't. How about Ross was.
Ross was scared? Uh-huh. Now, did you say, what did you say about the devil's feet?
The bare feet, right?
Uh-huh.
Well,
that's right. He said, "The devils have bare feet." That wasn't whether they have feet. And what about the devil's bare feet?
They have sharp things sticking out of them, right?
Right.
What are those things called?
Nails.
Aren't they long nails?
Yeah.
Why do they have to have some long nails?
I don't know. Why do we have to? Mark, he said, is the red guy angels? Where are they?
Well, the red guy and the blue guys.
Let me see him. Let me see the red guys.
We lost the red guys and we lost the two red kings.
Are you sure we lost them?
Yeah, we just have one.
Did you look in there?
Devil. The bad devils.
The bad I devil. See a red one.
Where?
Oh, he's an Indian.
Yeah, the Indian.
No red kings in here?
No kings in there.
Why don't you look? You have to put all those animals back on, all these figures back when you finish. You know that.
This is in part of this guy's.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. They're all, no one in here. Yeah, you're right.
Now look.
They're just cowboys and Indians. Yeah. Do you play with all these cowboys and Indians?
Yeah.
You do?
I do.
Okay.
I need all these guys.
What do you do with them all?
I set them up.
Okay, we'll get them set up.
Look, he's trying to sneak over.
That's great. Now, Daddy has to. Marky came into my room and said, "Oh, I forgot. These are in the devil thing, but we didn't. The devil king thing, but we didn't use these two snakes. This is part of his set of devils and monsters that he bought. He brought in a little snake that was part of that set." And he said, "If me and Ross are good, then Santa Claus will give us presents on Christmas, right?" And I said, "What do you want for Christmas?" And he said, "What else?" He went out in the other room and brought me a starrier and said, "Another of these kind of things." A starrier?
Yeah, another kind of starrier. A different starrier.
Okay. Sounds great.
I want to get a collection of starriers. Can I?
Huh? For Christmas, sure.
Do
you know how to work that one?
Huh?
Do you know how to wind them up?
Sure.
Good. Okay.
You see, it's on his back of
mm-hmm.
here.
Thank you.
And this is...
on and off, right?
Yeah, on and off. It's on and off. It's on and off switch.
Here you go. showing me a thing he built, and he said, this is the boys club. And I said, incredible. He said, this is the war boys club. And you see how they get down? They go down this slide. Who are those people?
They're war people.
Cowboys. They're all cowboys. And Indians.
But some are Indians. And what about other ones?
You could have Star Wars, too.
I know. I'm doing all the people.
Smart, Mark.
This is something, the pet that always sits on the slide.
Okay. And here's a cute little cat up on your window.
Ah!
Did you see her?
He's sleeping. He got up in his sleeping place before Mom got.
Really?
Her sleeping place, did you know?
Yeah, I know that. Remember to always put these away when you're finished with them. Batman's going to be a guard, but the war people, Batman tells. What?
Batman says to the people if there's any bad guys around.
Uh-huh. Are there any bad guys right now?
No one, because I'm making it.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Because I'm making the setup. Not, that's why there's no bad guys around.
Okay. Now, Marky, I want to tell you a rule, okay?
Yeah.
See this box?
Yeah.
Don't take the inside out, okay? Don't take the inside box out, okay?
Why?
That's the rule. That's
yeah,
the new
what
rule.
About never. When I want to do the in and outside.
Yeah, then you need more boxes. Then it's okay.
That's okay if I take it out of the other box.
Yeah, but don't do it when you're just doing it now. Regular play. Okay?
Okay.
This is the 14th. Mark has been full of how comes and how do they make and how does it work and all those things. This is one. Hey Mom, how come the world get to be never stopped? How can it? And the other one was, how do they get pictures there in the wires? And a little later he reiterated that. He said, how do they all make them? How did they do it? And I said, what? And he said, build the TV and put pictures in it and wires in it. He wanted to know about the television, how it works, I guess. I never gave him a satisfactory answer on either of those questions. I can't see a plant nasturtium he had given me for Mother's Day. He said, when he came in, he said, the garden is really growing, isn't it, Mom? And said, it can guard us. The garden can guard us, and the doors can guard us, but not the windows, because bullets can go through the windows. Huh, Mom?
Marky said, he didn't eat very much as I did the night. In other words, he didn't eat as much as I did. We're comparing to Ross. Marky shook his finger at the kitten and said, that naughty, naughty kitten was doing mean bad. Bang, bang. So, what is mean bad, Mark?
Like, when people or cats are being bad.
Mark pulled the, what was it? He pulled some toys out. And he said, where are the directions? He got the directions out. And he said, here are the directions. And then he said, I'm going to get out all this stuff that I need.
Marky wanted to go pee in the toilet. And he said, I can't get the things stuck in. And what he meant was, I can't go pee in the toilet because the toilet brush is sitting in the toilet. I asked Marky, you want to come out of the bath? And he said, not without help. Not without your help. I said, not without your help. And so I helped him out. Today is September 18th, right? All coming down with one shoe on, one shoe off, and Mark Ross said, some of us don't even have shoes on, referring to Mark.
He was on the toilet having trouble with diarrhea, and he said, not just girls have diarrhea, huh, Mom? That's not fair. that wouldn't be fair if just girls had diarrhea. Anyway, I thought that was interesting. He corrected himself. That is not fair. That's not fair that was what he, that girls have diarrhea is what he was going to say, and then he put it in the conditional.
Mark was talking about movies, and then he said something about sex movies, and then he said, and I said, what are sex movies? And he said, well, sex movies are where they're naked. Well, not the people who watch the movie, the people who are in the movie.
That watch the movie.
No, the people that watch the movie are naked?
The people that watch the movie are not naked. The people that are in the movie,
that's Ross,
are naked.
Which way is it, Mark? Explain. What Mark's explaining.
Well, the people that are in it have to see the one of the movies.
Uh-huh.
Uh-uh.
Ross, I'm finished.
And, they're inside. First, they have to go inside mm-hmm. and do give the money.
Mm-hmm.
And and if they want some food in the movie, they just buy it with their money again.
Okay, what about the people that watch the movies?
Well, the people that watch the movies, they go and then they go in, and they.
They take their clothes off?
No.
What do they do?
They go. Find a chair.
Mark.
And what?
That's stupid.
And then, if when the movie's on, they see it, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, now Ross wants to tell us what happens. Okay, Ross?
And when they're done, they just go out.
Okay, Ross. Now, what do you want to say, Ross? It's different.
The people that are in the movie that are do not watch it.
He didn't say they did.
Yeah, he said that they got popcorn and candy with their own money. Mm-hmm. That's what he said.
I didn't hear Mark say that.
Who do?
The people that are in the movie.
Let Mark say what he said.
And then he said that the people that watch it are the ones that can't get the money, the food.
Let Mark tell the story.
Is that true, Mark?
What did you really say, Mark?
That's what he said, all right.
Tell us what you really said. Shh, quiet, Ross.
They go in the movie.
Who does?
The people that want to see a sex movie.
Mm-hmm.
And they go and spend the money on. They give the money to someone.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they want food, they just give it to someone again. And then they get the food, and then they go and they thing where they find a chair and they find a chair, and then when all the other people are there, they see the movie.
Well, are there naked little kids in the movie?
Mm-hmm.
No.
How come?
They can't be kids.
Because little kids aren't sexy, right?
Right.
Right.
They don't watch the movie.
Right.
No, I didn't say the people who watched it. I said the people that are in it.
Ross keeps getting mixed up.
Okay. Mark, you said something. That was a very short nightmare. Some nightmares aren't very short.
Dad, how much of a nightmare?
I get killed in a lot of nightmares. Dad, how much nightmares do you get killed in? About 3 or 4 different nightmares, Mark. Do you end up dead? Really die? Do you really die?
No, you just die. And I feel like,
like that?
And you're right out of the nightmare.
You're right out of the nightmare?
Yeah.
Because when you wake up, when you die? Nightmares aren't real, right? But they sure are scary, aren't they?
Uh-huh. And they feel, and
He said, why did you buy so many soaps? He saw that I already had six soaps, soap bars up on the shelf, and I had bought four more. And I said, so we could have enough. He said, why did you buy so much, so many food?
And I said, why did you buy so many hard things to buy food? Like, what you want to put food on? Like,
oh.
Because
what?
Because
if by accident we get poor.
By accident we eat too much food.
We eat too much food and get poor.
And
that's it.
Get poor.
That's it.
Is that poor?
Yes.
Why do we do that?
And we don't have enough food, then we have to write the list. Do you understand now?
And we have to do it a lot.
Yes, do you understand now?
Yeah, but will we have to get a lot of money?
Yes.
Why?
It will be very expensive.
And
we'll
have to buy lots of food.
You want peanuts, Mark?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I don't want them. But when are you going to make the jello?
After you eat a banana. First banana. You want jello first?
Yeah.
Okay, I can make jello. Guess what? We saw the Care Bears two times today. In the old days, we didn't saw the Care Bears two times a day, but now we, in the new days, we saw them two times.
Dad,
what?
This bear, the last bear, when he was crying, with his heart,
oh, and really?
His feet and hand,
uh-huh.
It was fighting him.
Was he cute? Was the Care Bear cute?
Yeah, he was putting him his face. Mr. Who do you call him again?
I don't know.
It's in his house. It's crazy.
I don't watch that. I haven't watched it. I don't know what they do.
Mr. Coldheart.
Mr. Coldheart?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I forgot what his name is.
Uh-huh.
Oh, here's another Josh one. Here's another Josh one.
Okay. Good. Just put it here, over here, or put it in the garden. Put that in the garden.
Because they broke it, right?
Yeah.
First it was long, dad broke it, right?
Right.
I never knew those things weren't strong.
They aren't, though.
What are those things?
Those are things for boys.
For spaghetti tonight?
Yeah.
Was all recorded, I think, wasn't it? The part the last part was rather interesting. He said, "What are those things?" And he said, "For spaghetti to make." Marcia said, "Well, you missed it, Daddy. He was trying to get me to see a Care Bears thing, and I had to talk on the phone."
No, it wasn't the Care Bears.
What was it?
It was the thing. Something it was the thing where the shark was. And cuts the sand down.
Where the what goes?
Where the shark comes and the thing on the back moves.
Okay, cuts the sand.
And cuts the sand into the water.
Okay. And he said, "Okay, very good, Mark." And then he said, "You missed that part, but at least I get to tell you what happened, right?" And then he went ahead and told me that the shark cut the part in the water. Marky said a bird flew up to the window and hit the window, and then I saw his cock. And I said, "You mean his poo?" And he said, "Yeah, his cock. That's what they call birds' poo, right?" And I said, "Yeah, they also call them droppings." And he said, "Why do they call kitties?" "People's. They call people's poo." Marky, where are you?
Okay.
And then they call people's poo. Why do they call kittens poo? Right, Mark?
Why do they call kittens poo poo?
Why do they call kittens poo poo? And then he said, "Every animal, what is it, every animal?"
Every animal has to have a name that is... that for their poo and the pee.
Mm-hmm. Same name as everybody else?
Animals have to have names, have to have their poo named quack, and people's poo have to be named poo.
Uh-huh. And does cat have the same name as the bird does?
Has to.
It does?
Yeah.
What if we call a cat's poo gunk? Is that okay?
Yeah.
That's okay?
Cat's poo, dog's poo could be gunk.
Okay. Very interesting. What about fish poo?
Gunk.
Should we call it gunk or cock or poo?
Gunk.
Okay. And what about cats, bird's poo?
Oh, cock.
Okay. Come on in.
Time to tell me all the animals, right?
No, I don't have time to go and tell you all the animals. And I don't have time to think about all the different names for animal poo.
Right.
Because that's too hard. I can't think of all those names.
Right.
Did you know there are lots of different names for animal babies? What about a baby cat? What is that called? What is a baby cat?
Quack.
A baby cat.
Baby cat.
Is called a kitten.
Kitten poo?
No, a kitten. A baby cat is called a kitten. I just mean the animal. I don't mean the poo. Oh, Mark.